your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
At 3, Sir Keir Starmer's confirmed a planned increase in fuel duty has been scrapped. The tax was due to rise in September, but will now be kept frozen for the rest of the year due to the impact the Iran war is having on prices at the pumps. Meanwhile, Downing Street's tried to clear up some confusion over sanctions on Russian oil. It was announced last October that diesel and jet fuel refined in third-party countries would be banned. The government says that'll still happen eventually, but it's delaying that part because of market circumstances. There's been concern recently of shortages caused by the Iran war. Trade Minister Chris Bryant admitted they've not gone about it in the best way.
We've handled this clumsily, and that's entirely my fault, and I apologise to all honourable members. I think we've ended up giving the wrong impression of what we're trying to do. We're trying to strengthen the regime, not weaken it. We're not waiving any sanctions.
Southampton have called the decision to kick them out of the Championship playoff final for spying manifestly disproportionate. The club's appealing against the sanction this afternoon, which also includes a four-point deduction for next season. Fans at St Mary's today are split.
I think the punishment's harsh, really do.
We should be there. Why would you know? Pay us a fine, deduct us points, we go up and we'll see what happens, you know.
It doesn't matter if it's the first round of the FA Cup or the playoff final. You've broken the same rules, you've done something wrong, you deserve to be punished.
Middlesbrough are due to face Hull at Wembley on Saturday. A Channel 4 boss insists women involved in Married at First Sight UK were kept safe when issues were raised. Two women alleged they'd been raped and another made claims of sexual misconduct. Elsewhere, John Swinney's making cabinet appointments after being sworn in as First Minister of Scotland for a second time. He's made Jenny Gilruth his deputy. And WH Smith has rejected a plea from the new owners of its high street chain for millions of pounds to fund the cost of laying off staff. More than 100 shops would close in a restructuring. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Work is about to begin on a new logistics complex in Aylesbury. The five units on Gatehouse Close will cover 192,000 square feet and will be called Link Aylesbury. As part of the scheme, the developer Glencar will refurbish the surrounding car park and include landscaping and highway upgrades. Construction is expected to start this month. Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander has told the House of Commons that HS2 won't open till between 2036 and 2039 from Birmingham to Old Oak Common in West London. Trains won't reach Euston till 2040 at the earliest. The first phase was supposed to open this year. Ms Alexander also said trains will only reach 199 miles an hour. The original plan was 224 miles an hour. The project was originally meant to link London, Birmingham, Leeds and Manchester and cost £32 billion. It will now cost between £87.7 and £102.7 billion.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
A cloudy, dry and very mild night with lows not dropping below 11 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow it starts hotting up for the bank holiday, a largely cloudy day with some sunny spells, but highs of 21 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits.
The Afternoon Show.
Red Kite Radio.
Afternoon tea at 3. Relax and unwind with these chill-out sounds. 107.2, Red Kite Radio.
Thank you. sky's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell. We know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine? Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking. Not, I'll just die.